Speaker number five, Andrew Hirst. I am not a rain god. I am not a rain god. Andrew Hirst.
Fellow Toastmasters and guests, I am not a rain god, or so my dear wife keeps telling me, but I can't find another viable alternative explanation as to why every time I go on holidays, I am met with inclement weather. Take the town of Dubbo, for example. Dubbo in central western New South Wales is not renowned for its high rainfall. Sydney gets an average annual rainfall of 1,217 millimetres. Dubbo gets less than half of that, 587 millimetres on average per year. Every year, on average, it rains in Sydney for 138 days. In Dubbo, that figure is 87. So why is it that I have visited Dubbo four times in the last 25 years, and each and every time I have been met with rain? The last time this happened was just last month. Our family took a holiday to Dubbo. We went on the train. An hour out of Dubbo, I pointed to the southern skies, to the dark, foreboding clouds, complete with rainbow to testify to the fact that there was, in fact, precipitation there. Look, I said, the clouds are coming to meet me. Rubbish, said my darling wife. The clouds are over there and we're headed over there. I said, yes, but there's a southerly wind blowing and by tomorrow those clouds will be there. Tomorrow came, as it always does, and we found ourselves at Western Plains Zoo. We arrived late morning under threatening skies, but we managed to see a few exhibits before the first drops of rain started to fall just after lunchtime. I was keen to see the Galapagos tortoise, so I thought we'll skip a few exhibits and we'll drive straight around to the tortoise. By the time we arrived at the car park just outside the tortoise enclosure, the rain was falling steadily. I gave my rain god look. It wasn't appreciated. We decided that perhaps we would come back the next day. I said, muttered under my breath, in rain. But the strangest thing happened. As we drove away, the rain started to ease off. Now, it's a one-way road, so we couldn't just rush back to the tortoise. So I thought, perhaps we could drive right round the 6-kilometre path back to the tortoise, since the rain was easing off and there might be a chance of seeing the creature. By the time we arrived back at the car park, the rain had almost entirely stopped. But the absolute microsecond that I opened the car door and placed my feet on the ground, it was as if a small dam had been upended on the car. Such was the suddenness and the ferocity of the rain. I quickly jumped back in, slammed the door shut. Not to be outdone, my 15-year-old son in the back leapt out of the car, video camera in one hand, umbrella in the other, in a desperate effort to get some footage of that elusive tortoise. But all he got for his troubles was wet clothes. Thus ended our sightseeing for that day. I am not a rain god, or so my dear wife keeps telling me. So how is it that I single-handedly ended the drought in southeast Queensland in 2003? I went on a holiday to Queensland, the Sunshine State. And indeed, it was sunny for half a day. We were at SeaWorld, and the obligatory thunderstorm met us just after lunch. The rain came and went for the next couple of days. And then we went inland a few kilometres to visit some relatives. We spent 3 days with them. When we arrived, their rain tanks were empty. At the end of 3 days of relentless, steady rain, they were very thankful. Their rain tanks were full. I thought long and hard about this, thinking, there must be a business opportunity here. be if country towns hired me, paid me to go and visit them, and I could break their drought for them? But I have a horrible feeling that this wouldn't work, that it would only work if it was my holiday and it was coming out of my pocket. So I'm left with just one question. Do I stop going on holidays? Or do I continue with my acts of community service by going and visiting the country towns and breaking their droughts? I am not a rain god. Or so my dear wife keeps telling me.